Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Man, am I glad we get to do this program indoors. I really appreciate that it's warm in here, because now this won't impress our listeners in Minneapolis or even Portland or Kansas City, but for Dallas to be 21 degrees, that is cold, and it's going to get worse. So there's that. Fascinating show coming up, but first I want to do something in honor of Black History Month, mainly to do a little something to make sure that we accumulate more Black history. Vitamin D has lots and lots of science and more coming all the time showing how important it is for our immune systems and a whole bunch of other things, but specifically for COVID-19 prevention and recovery. And remember this, you might be worried about vaccines and whether or not they're going to cover the new variant forms of the virus. But if your immune system is up, it doesn't matter what the variant is. And the reason I mention this in connection with Black history is that dark-skinned people are much more prone to being low in vitamin D. We've discussed this before with various guests in connection with cancer and so on, and specifically to do with COVID. And it's one of the major reasons, I think, that dark-skinned communities are more prone to having trouble by contracting the disease and having more serious forms. So make sure that you tell everybody you know to make sure that they are getting plenty of vitamin D. For most of us, 6,000 units a day might be enough. They might need 10,000 a day because they aren't going to make their own vitamin D as much as the rest of us. And there is a new research that I find fascinating that it also has a race connection, and that's melatonin. There's a good study that showed that melatonin may prevent COVID-19 illness. And to the extent that it was a 28% reduced likelihood, but for African Americans, the reduced likelihood was 52%. So they apparently need more melatonin. Maybe there's a link to the vitamin D. I don't know. I put a link in the archives of today's show to that study so that you can read the details. I didn't see what the dose was, but other studies show using it as a treatment safely at 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams, 10 milligrams, really safe at any dose. We're going to do a whole show on it March 13th because melatonin is just a much bigger deal than we've thought. We knew that melatonin and zinc help restore the function of the thymus gland, which is key for immunity. The newsletter this week was on peripheral neuropathy, so you can check the archives on the website for that if you don't subscribe and have an issue. The archives are on hbnshow.com on the menu. Click newsletter. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Lots of exciting information to come. I'm Marty Whittakin.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Welcome back to the show. I am just delighted to tell you that my guest today is one that you'll be glad I have back, Jeff T. Bowles. We've talked with him at length about vitamin D and its importance not only for COVID protection and recovery, but for autoimmune diseases and virtually everything else. He's given us just a ton of really fabulous data. And today we're talking about two entirely different things. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Well, you sent me a couple of emails that really were intriguing. One was about, this will sound like I don't know what I'm talking about because I really don't. I'm going to let you explain it. Hibernation. We just think about that with bears.
Oh, yeah. So when I was writing my first book on vitamin D3 and thinking about all different D3 from different angles, and realizing that, you know, like some animals that live like under the water, they don't need vitamin D. Their immune system just work normally all the time, or nocturnal animals. Then I'm thinking, so why would evolution create such a system where when your vitamin D levels go down, it makes you sick? I mean, evolution gives you like autoimmune diseases. It gives you all sorts of problems, or it makes you really hungry. In fact, when a bear's vitamin D levels start to drop by like 70% in the fall, that's a signal to the bears to just go out and just start eating like crazy. They get like apparently ravenously hungry. And they just start eating as much and everything they can to, and they end up boosting their body weights by about 70% to get ready to hibernate. Then they just go sit in the cave for like 3 or 4 months, and then come back out when the winter's over. So I've started thinking, you know, I have a feeling that there's an evolutionary purpose, and it's actually good for you that you get sick when your vitamin D levels are low. And that sounds kind of crazy and counterintuitive. But, I mean, evolution could just, like, get rid of the vitamin, could short-circuit your vitamin D receptor, and you wouldn't have to worry about vitamin D deficiency. I mean, just all you have to do is, like, short-circuit that receptor, and you're getting vitamin D signals all year round. So evolution did not do that, so there must be a reason it didn't. So I started thinking in terms of hibernation, and I thought, you know, like a lot of animals hibernate in the winter, and, you know, especially when you move away from the equator when you're up north, and it's not just the bears. There's even dogs that hibernate, a certain kind of dog. Squirrels kind of do a semi-hibernation. And I was thinking all these diseases that you're being afflicted with from vitamin D3 deficiency, which can actually be corrected with high-dose D3 deficiency, like autoimmune diseases or depression. What else? Psoriasis, Crohn's disease. You know, that's where you really don't want to stray too far from the bathroom. And I thought, what do all these diseases have in common? Oh, arthritis. I thought that maybe it was like a primitive form of hibernation that evolution was coming up with, so that when the winter rolls around and you're like a caveman back in the old days, way up north, and the sun is low and there's no food around and there's snow everywhere, that evolution afflicts you with these ailments, that and it wants you to stay inside your cave and not go out and run around. Because if you run around in a famine, you're going to burn up all your energy and starve to death. So I looked at it from that perspective. Oh, and it also makes you susceptible to colds when the D3 is levels are low. And, you know, people that take D3 all year round, they say they never get sick anymore. But so evolution basically just is throwing all these, you know, temporary diseases at you to keep you to stay in your cave and hunker out the winter so you don't starve to death out there in a famine. So I call that my human hibernation syndrome theory, in that in the modern days now we're using sunscreen in the summer and we're avoiding the sun like the plague. So basically many humans are getting what I call the human hibernation syndrome, where their vitamin D levels are low all year round and you just get like chronic diseases that afflict you your whole life until you fix your vitamin D deficiency. So that's basically the human hibernation syndrome theory. And then there was a subset of that where I call it the incomplete repair syndrome. And that's where I also noticed that people that take high-dose D3, they've had old injuries that never healed correctly. They would take D3, and all of a sudden they started getting pains in these old injuries, and the injury, like bone spurs, would like start to dissolve and disappear that they've had for 20, 30 years or lifelong. And so that was another subset of this theory. I called it the incomplete repair syndrome, where if evolution thinks you're in the middle of a famine, it doesn't want to use all your resources to like repair a broken bone. It'll do it just enough to get by, because it's holding on to all these scarce resources and waiting until spring and summer return, and then it assumes that there's an abundance out there in the environment, and then your D3 levels go up when the sun hits you, and then it allows you to repair all your incompletely repaired injuries perfectly using all the resources necessary. So
you have on your database of people who have done high-dose vitamin D, you have some just totally shocking and amazing stories along these lines. You're always looking at things from a 50,000-foot level so that you see patterns that other people are missing. And I think that's very interesting. And the takeaway for people is, don't become vitamin D deficient and put yourself into hibernation syndrome.
Yeah, well, there's one more really neat thing I finally figured out at the end, is I started thinking a lot of people suffer from diabetes, you know, type 2 and type 1, and high blood pressure. And they call it metabolic syndrome. They often come in a package. And then these people tend to crave salt, too. So doctors used to think salt caused hypertension, but they've lately found out that that's not the case. It's really just people that have hypertension like salt. So it wasn't a causal association. Just, but I think I figured it out, in that it turns out that if you increase the sugar in your blood, it reduces the freezing point of your blood. And what happens if you get freezing damage in the winter, your tissues, the thing that causes the most damage is the water or fluid in your tissues will crystallize and form little daggers that will poke through your cell membranes and really cause a lot of trouble. If you fill your blood with sugar, you're going to be less likely to that lowers the crystallization point of your blood or the water. In fact, you put antifreeze in your car, it's basically just ethylene glycol. That's like a sugar water. And then I started thinking about, well, what about the high blood pressure? And the high blood pressure, I thought at first would reduce the freezing point of your blood. And I looked it up, and it does. You increase the pressure. But a kid read my first book, first version of it, kid in Germany, a student, he goes, that's BS. He goes, that only reduces the freezing point of water by 0.1% or 0.1 degree. And then I looked into it. I said, yep, he was right. I was wrong. So I figured there was something else about high blood pressure. And at the time, I used to freeze. I'd take a Coca-Cola in those plastic bottles, and I'd put it in the freezer just long enough where you could take it out and it's still liquid, and when you unscrew the cap, all of a sudden the pressure comes out and it quickly turns to like a slushy ice. And then I said, that's it. It turns out high blood pressure forces more gases to dissolve into your blood, and that also reduces the freezing temperature of your blood. So I haven't really given that a name yet. I guess it's the human antifreeze syndrome. We could name it right now.
Okay. So, well, when we come back, I want to talk about another really interesting theory, this time about aging.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
People who regularly drink coffee or tea, consume sugary foods, and in particular drink wine, beer, or spirits, and people who take antacid or diuretic water pills, deplete their body of vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency can include headaches, chronic cough, racing heart, constipation or diarrhea, non-infectious fever, crippling weakness and pain, difficulty walking or talking, loss of smell and taste, breathlessness, loss of hunger, sweating, tingling in hands and feet, memory problems, and more. The answer to these problems is vitamin B1 in the preferred fat-soluble form provided in Nerve Guardian. It is the new dietary supplement from Lifespan Nutrition. Nerve Guardian provides 10 times more vitamin B1 than the best diet. Buy one bottle of Nerve Guardian and get a second bottle free. That's a full 8-month supply for just $3.12 per month. Call Lifespan Nutrition today and ask for Nerve Guardian. Call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back with Jeff T. Bowles. He is a deep dive investigative journalist who has been surprising people for decades with his insightful research into the literature. Jeff, I want to shift gears and talk about aging. There are any number of theories of aging. There's the over-mineralization theory. There's the antioxidant theory. There's senescent cells. There's all kinds of different approaches. But there's one that's been overlooked, right?
Oh, yeah. There's your listeners are going to get a nice treat because very few scientists know this yet, but I'm privy to a group of scientists that do a lot of research into aging, and there's one researcher named Steve Horvath who's been researching the DNA methylation patterns and basically on your DNA. Basically, as you get older, the general thought was you lose these little bumps on your DNA that prevent genes from being read, and then the original theory that I'd come up with in 98, I published a paper in Medical Hypotheses as kind of a unified theory of aging. I had suggested that epigenetics, that's DNA methylation of your DNA, they call it epigenetics, and it's I've suggested back then, first time anyone had, was that controlled aging, and I was laughed at mercilessly whenever I went to an aging conference. But that turned out to be true. In 2012, a Stanford guy wrote a paper, oh, epigenetics controls aging, and he forgot to mention my paper, but that's fine. So this guy, Horvath's been studying, he's found that there's a clock that can tell you how old. You look at someone's cell and you see how much methylation is missing from certain genes. And it's a very accurate clock to tell how old you are and how much time you have left to live. And there's other genes that actually get increased methylation with age, and that means they're getting shut off. So, and I that never really made sense to me. I just thought, I always assumed that you lose your methylation, that causes aging. But he just finished, he's got a paper in press, and I was able to read the preprint. It's going to be published in Nature, like the number one science journal. And it turns out that he looked at 115 different mammal species, I think, approximately, and he looked at 56 different tissue types in both young and old. And he had a whole bunch of researchers working with them, and they mapped out which genes get turned on and which genes get turned off during aging. And he found there's a program that's shared amongst all mammals, which means aging isn't an accidental phenomenon. It's actually programmed that you're supposed to self-destruct at a certain time. And this goes completely against all the theory of evolution that they've been that's been mainstream since like 1900. They think something that is bad for you cannot evolve. So the neat thing is this is the most important discovery in biology since Charles Darwin's theory in 1850, and you're hearing about it now before anybody else. And but the great thing is it turns out aging is programmed. All these evolution professors are going to have to go back to the drawing board. And but the upstream that's programmed by what happens is he found there's 36 genes that get hypermethylated. That means they get shut off with aging in mammals. And those are genes that produce things called transcription factors. And those are basically just proteins that go into your DNA and shut off the genes that are if you want a skin cell, you got to shut off like half the genes that aren't skin cell genes. So all the non-skin cell genes are shut off to make a skin cell because the DNA is the same in every cell. So you'd have to, like, shut off different genes. So these 36, and this is like, it seems like the main way that aging occurs is these 36 genes are shut off, which means each one of your cells starts to forget what kind of cell it is. It starts to lose its, it's called differentiation. So little by little, like all these other genes that are normally turned off in a skin cell, they start getting turned on. And basically, it means aging is caused by loss of information in your cells. And your cells are actually becoming technically younger, but in an unhealthy way. Like the youngest cells that aren't anything that can, they're called like embryonic stem cells. They have like much less differentiation. And then if you want to turn them into a skin cell, you got to add all these transcription factors. Well, now aging causes these transcription factors to go in reverse. So basically the same thing that causes you to develop from a baby into an adult is all of a sudden taking that stuff away. It keeps operating. It takes that stuff away and makes you go from an adult into an old person and eventually die. But the neat thing is they've discovered these four proteins called Yamanaka factors. Some Japanese scientists discovered that you could take these four transcription factors, put them into a cell, an adult cell, and make it go all the way back in time and turn into an embryonic stem cell that you could recreate like a baby with. So you could take a skin cell, put those Yamanaka factors in there, make it an embryonic cell, and then from that you could make a human being. But you don't want to do that to yourself. But the good news is they then put these Yamanaka factors into various cells, and they would just turn them on and off for like a little bit of time, transient expression, and that would de-age the cell, but like not all the way back to an embryo state. So you can actually, it turns out you can actually send aging into reverse, and probably you could, you know, say, oh, I'll take 10 years off, please. Someday you might be able to do that. But
meanwhile, what's the takeaway for people? What can they do to interrupt this process?
Well, it turns out basically the transcription factors are like the machine code. Upstream of the transcription factors are the methylation of the genes. And then the thing that's upstream of that is your hormones. So after I read this paper, I said, you know what, I'm going to look at melatonin, I'm going to search in PubMed, the database, melatonin, DNA, and methylation, and when I searched that, I got like 96 results. It was like I just opened a treasure chest. It's like melatonin methylates this, it demethylates that. So the main hormone that prevents aging is going to be melatonin, so everyone could take high-dose melatonin to try and slow or reverse the aging process. In fact, high-dose melatonin has been found if a woman is going into menopause, that melatonin can reverse that and make her normally reproductive again for a while. Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff about melatonin.
We have you scheduled to be back on in March to talk about nothing but melatonin. That is a very exciting hormone that most people don't know anything about. And if they do know, they only know it with jet lag and helping you get to sleep, but there's a huge story around melatonin, so we'll devote some time to it. Well, thanks for being with us, Jeff. We've got another guest coming up here in the second half hour, but always a delight to have you on, and I've put in the description of the archive links to more detail because we've covered a lot of technical stuff in a short time, so if you want to learn more.
Oh, yeah, they can read my article about this aging study at my website.
All right, I will have a link directly to that. Well, thanks.
Great.
Thanks again. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to talking to you about melatonin in March. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. We'll be right back with another guest.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that rural populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature's longtime listeners probably know that host and certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin handpicks her sponsors for quality and effectiveness. For many years, HBN has been honored with the support of extraordinary sponsors like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Gero Formulas, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and the Katsanis Institute. Bill Sardi's wonderful products are newer but equally respected. Please be aware that, depending on how you listen, some commercials may be inserted by others. For example, using smartphones to call up a station may play advertising for products or services that Marty has not researched or personally approved. Visit hbnshow.com and click Listen on the menu to learn how to make sure you hear only the approved HBN educational commercials and do not miss any program time. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends about us. To receive Marty's free weekly newsletter, just send an email to info@hbnshow.com. info@hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Well, welcome back. My guest is going to be Dr. Ross Stewart. I don't know why I said that, because we used to talk to Dr. Ross Stewart. We're talking to Dr. Ross Pelton. It's one of those times when it'd be handy if we recorded the show because I could clean it up. It would also be very handy if Dr. Pelton was answering his phone. We had a confirmation, so I don't know what the issue would be, except that I think it may be very cold where he is, and maybe things just aren't working normally. Let me at least kind of get started and hope that he joins us. He is a health expert and master educator. Wait a second, I'm getting a call. Hello? Yeah, we're having trouble reaching you. Okay, so what number do we call? Well, that's a new one. Okay, thank you. Bye. Oh, good. I'm not going to have to just try and DIY this. Turns out the cat... This is a new one. The cat fixed something, broke something, whatever. But apparently it's straightened out now, so if you try again, Ed, I think we'll be okay. Dr. Pelton is a pharmacist, a certified clinical nutritionist. He and I became acquainted years ago, going to the same wonderful seminars to stay up with what the most current health information was. And he's the author of numerous books. He teaches continuing education programs to healthcare professionals. He's known as the natural pharmacist and was named as one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the United States by American Druggist Magazine for his work in natural medicine. In 2014, he left pharmacy and joined Essential Formulas as their science director, which is a career shift that has enabled him to become a microbiome scientist and specialist. He's passionate about providing health information for everyone's personal journey to get well and live well. I have in the archive description of today's show links to two of his works that he offers for free, and they're very valuable. And today we're going to talk about important health and wellness protocols for 2021. Are you with us now?
I am. Hello. Good morning. Good. Nice to be with you and Healthy by Nature, Marty.
And what did the cat do?
I have a window in my office. The cat jumps up on the windowsill and looks out on the garden, and she evidently knocked the connection to my phone, and so it wasn't... Just had to get my phone replugged back in.
Well, it's always something. We have, I should have been keeping a journal all these years of the things that can go bump in the night. But we're glad to have you with us, and Happy New Year, Dr. Pelton.
Yeah, happy, healthy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Well, as we all bemoaned what a... it's hard to think of a real polite way to say a dumpster fire is at least clean. 2020 was, we all looked very much forward to changing the calendar and saying it was 2021. But it occurs to me, if we don't do anything different than we were doing last year, we might get more of the same. Wondering what kind of ideas you might have for educating our listeners to get a good start in the new year.
Well, Marty, you know, I'm just passionate about health, so I really urge people to pay attention to the health and be proactive in creating a healthy immune system, especially we still have a pandemic going on. And so it's really important to do everything possible to boost your immune defense and have a strong response to any kind of a virus you get exposed to.
I mentioned that actually in my opening statements that you can kind of get very technical about whether this vaccine or that vaccine will address this variant or that variant. But a common denominator is that if your immune system is strong, it doesn't really matter what the variant is.
You're absolutely right. And so people need to know that vitamin C is important and vitamin D is important. And a healthy gut and a healthy microbiome is really critical for your immune system. So these are all things that people can address individually. And I really encourage people to put some real attention to it because, you know, for most of the evolution of mankind, people lived out in nature and nature was healthy. And all they had to worry about is getting enough food to eat and go out and kill the deer or whatever it is. But these days, nature is not healthy. And so you really have to be proactive to protect yourself. And so that's my message. People just you can lead a healthy life, but it takes work these days.
Well, indeed it does. And if you're waiting to hear on the evening COVID report that these things are important, you will wait a long time because all the talk is designed to push vaccines and pharmaceutical remedies. You have to talk to somebody like Dr. Pelton or many of our other guests on Healthy by Nature to learn what you can do for yourself. And... You mentioned a healthy gut. That's something that we don't even hear about nearly enough on this program. So why don't you take us a little further into that message? And I hear that Dr. O'Hare's probiotics is on HGTV again.
Yeah, we are really excited about this, Marty. This is our second year of advertising Dr. Ohira's probiotics on HGTV, which is the largest entertainment cable TV network. So we're getting our message about Dr. Ohira's probiotics and a healthy microbiome out to over 87 million television households in the United States during the months of February and March. So that's really exciting to us to be able to get our message out to such a wide audience and especially tell them about the uniqueness of Dr. Ohira's probiotics and our story about postbiotic metabolites.
Oh, speaking of HGTV, I did at one time have on this program the property brother Jonathan Scott. He was doing a promotional tour for something or other, and I managed to find a way to finagle getting him on just so I could talk to him because I'm a fan. So lots and lots of people listen to HGTV and watch it, and hopefully they will see that because it's quite a beautiful commercial and does tell the story well. You mentioned one of my favorite topics, postbiotics. You call them postbiotic metabolites because they are metabolites, things that the bacteria produce for us. These are really critical. They may be the main reason that we have and need bacteria, is so that they can take the things we eat and turn them into the somewhat magical substances, some of which are familiar to us, and some of them are signaling compounds that we're still learning about. So when we come back, let's get a little deeper into that, a little history lesson about bacteria. We'll be right back with Dr. Ross Pelton. I'm Marty Whittakin.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? Switch Immune Health Supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic aged garlic extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic aged garlic extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittakin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Wouldn't you like to increase your energy level and kickstart your natural healing power? Imagine reduced pain, less bloating, and enjoying a restful night's sleep. Maybe you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or perhaps you have loved ones who struggle with indigestion, Alzheimer's, concussion, or other discomforts. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Body Light Pad. Over 300 studies show how a special type of light helps with all those issues and more. This special light therapy helps by improving blood circulation and reducing inflammation. Those actions, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To request studies that pertain to your particular interest or to learn about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we are here to help you enhance, strengthen, and improve your whole body health with our flexible Body Light Pad. Call 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
My guest is Dr. Ross Pelton. He's a pharmacist, a certified clinical nutritionist, prolific author, and a microbiome scientist and expert. We went to break mentioning the HGTV ad, and what's important in that, and this is a fairly broad statement, I'd like you to follow up on it. Beneficial bacteria support every aspect of our health. That's not many, most, it's every aspect. Put that in context for us, please.
Sure. This is really a very exciting story, Marty. And I think the revolution in our understanding of how we function, these bacteria, we talked about these postbiotic metabolites, the bacteria ferment the fibers in your food, the dietary fibers, and create a wide range of secondary compounds that we call postbiotic metabolites. And these are the master health regulatory compounds for the whole body. They don't just influence the ecosystem in the gastrointestinal tract. Some of them get absorbed and circulate through your body, and they influence your heart and your kidneys and your brain, especially the gut-brain communication is a huge emerging story. So it is just amazing for us to realize that these bacteria are really regulating all aspects of our health. Every single organ system, especially the brain and the immune system, are regulated by our bacteria. So we really need to know how to take care of them, how to support them. Every time you eat, you're not just feeding yourself, you're feeding 100 trillion guests that are the bacteria in your microbiome. So it's really quite an amazing story. And one of the big things I really emphasize to people is understanding it's not just your bacteria that are important. It's also important to understand the importance of fiber, because fiber is the food for your probiotic bacteria, and if you don't feed them well, they will not thrive and survive. And it's not just what kind of fiber, it's the diversity. You have to consume a lot of different types of fiber to support the growth and proliferation of a lot of different types of bacteria, so you get what we call diversity, and then they'll produce all these compounds that keep you well and support your immune system, even through the pandemic.
I'm really glad you mentioned the diversity of fiber, because I think when people hear fiber, they tend to kind of zone out, and maybe they've seen so many commercials for Metamucil that they think that's what we're talking about. But when you supplement, at least this is what I determined in my book, The Probiotic Cure, that when you focus on one fiber, you get a lot more of one kind of organism. You don't get the diversity of bacteria that give us this diversity of these postbiotics. And they can be things like that people might understand, like enzymes and vitamins and minerals and neurotransmitters. I mean, they don't make minerals, but they make them accessible. You can't do that with a single, especially somewhat almost synthetic fiber, right?
You bet. That's absolutely right. And another thing a lot of people don't realize is that when you're consuming this diverse range of fiber, your bacteria will actually make a lot of your nutrition. They make all the B vitamins. They make important amino acids. They act on some of the fatty acids. And so there's a whole range of nutritional things. We used to think we got our nutrition from food. Now we understand that our bacteria and our microbiome are an important source of nutrition for us, so that they can produce these nutrients that they need. It's not this, they're not just producing them for us. They also need them for themselves. For example, vitamin B1 might produce a compound that vitamin B12 is required by another bacteria, and so they cross-react and they cross-support each other. So there's supporting themselves so they can be healthy, and then that in turn supports us so we can be healthy.
Well, it's an elegant and complex system, and we really should think about it when we start swallowing things that are hard on the bacteria, and that's a whole nother show, but we really need to protect them like our life depended on them, because it does. And in fact, that's pretty much true around the the whole planet is we can't get by without bacteria. They're performing too many important functions. Well, we only have a couple minutes left, so just sum up for us what we should eat and how we can supplement with Dr. O'Hara's and get not only the bacteria, but the things that they should eat and the things that they have produced.
Sure, Marty. Well, it's really easy when I tell people what's a good diet to eat. Food without labels. Healthy food, things that nature grows. You know, there's no label with accessory ingredients on a red bell pepper or celery or kale or cabbage. So it's just real foods and unprocessed grains and healthy proteins and the free-range chickens and pasture-fed beef and so forth. And then Dr. O'Hara probiotics that will supply the postbiotics along with the prebiotics and the probiotics. And that's, if you want to get fast results in your gastrointestinal system, direct delivery of these postbiotic metabolites contained in Dr. O'Hara's is the fastest way to get improvements in the microbiome.
By feeding these bacteria these wonderful fibrous foods over a period of 3 years, they've done a lot of the prep work for you. There are hundreds and hundreds of these postbiotics in Dr. O'Hara's, which makes it so much different than the white powdered products. This has been great. I hope you have a wonderful 2021. I'll be back on the show soon. Thanks, Dr. Pellerin.
Okay, Marty, nice to be with you and your listeners. Happy Heart Month.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. Long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available nationwide through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and most all natural health retailers in the U.S. And that wasn't the case when they first came on this show probably 15 to 20 years ago. But because they work so well, they have gained popularity and they're available almost everywhere, including online. There's a link in the archive of today's show to essentialformulas.com where you can find a retailer near you. Well, before I get into a rant, I want to wish you and yours a happy Valentine's Day tomorrow, and in case it was slipped your mind. And just remember, it's about expressing love, and you don't have to have sugar necessarily to do that. Just a thought. My biggest concern about health is censorship. We can solve almost any problem in this country if we can have an open debate about it. But what I'm seeing is a clamping down on any alternate views about anything that goes against the dogma of what is, quote, accepted, unquote. All of these truth checkers, they're checking against what the establishment says is true. That doesn't mean it's undergone vigorous debate comparing alternative views. A couple of examples. Robert F. Kennedy has done tremendous work in protecting us from chemicals and problems with vaccines, and he bases his work on studies, but he can't talk about those studies because now he's been banned from Instagram because you cannot apparently quote anything that sounds like you are not enthusiastic about vaccines. And he's a wonderful source, and I hate to see him shut down. And we just don't know who these experts are that decide what's true and tell us that we're nuts and you can't have our discussion. Here's another recent one. YouTube took, there's just a terrific newspaper. It's called Epoch Times. And they're very fair, open, and balanced. The only thing I've seen them show a bias against is Chinese communism because that they escaped that. And they, YouTube made it so they can't make any money on their channel. And so you really have to subscribe to it. And you can subscribe online. You can read some of the articles for free. I saw the best description of vitamin D and COVID-19 on Epoch Times. And so I put a link at the end of the archive so that you can go and check it out. We need to support the good sources. And be alert. Just know that you're not always getting the truth. Have a great day.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.